Okay, so yesterday we did the slightly confusing sugya that I still don't necessarily have full understanding of, but that's okay, of why you have the Shitot of Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, 3 which is 6, 4 which is 8, or 8 which is 16, in terms of the number of strings. What I want to do today, it'll either take us 1 or 2 days, I don't know, we'll see, is the question of whether you're allowed to add to your tzitzis strings. So we saw some of this when Rosenzweig gave shir on Bal Tosef, and we're going to see that Gemara in just a minute. But let's take this in order. So on Memalef and Beis, the Gemara says at the top, 2 lines from the top of the page, Tan Rabbanan. Take it, Daniel. Second line.
Tana Rabbanan Tala Shekulo. A talus that's fully made out of wool.
It's made out of Tchelet. Shekulo Tchelet.
Right. Kol Mine Tzivun that has any type of color on it.
Kol Mine Tzivun. All colors potrim ba. You can put any color on it. Chutz mi?
Chutz mi color Elon, except for indigo.
Okay. I was debating, but I'm just not going to... I want to move on from tzitzis at this point, so... But if you're interested in the science, you can look online. Dr. Ari Zivitovsky has an article on Kala Ilan, on whether it really is indigo, and he goes through all the science, and it's a nice little piece, but it's, you know, all in English. You can read it. It'll summarize all the scientific background to this. Okay. But you can put anything except for, let's assume for now, Kala Ilan is indigo, which is the fake Tchelet.
Right.
Okay?
Basically... Talus ain't putter, but ala mina. Talus isn't putter.
Right, only exempts.
It's
tight.
Right. Talus should cool a trellis. Has made fully out of a trellis. Me by trellis.
Maybe. Trellet, the rachas. You have to bring trellet. And something else. Vitoleva. Right, we call it Ilan, lo yavi, even maybe kashir. Right, so in the first one it says you can't bring kala Ilan. The second one you shouldn't, but if you do, it's still going to work.
Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchok, lo kashir, there's not a problem. Kam chilis ba arba chutin, kam chilis ba shmona. 1 at 4, and 1 at 8.
So look at Rashi.
I don't think that solves the problem, though.
So look at Rashi. There's a strange ring on your phone.
The other one was like an actual sire that would freak people out.
Why don't you just get what every other adult on the planet has, the regular ringtone?
That same annoying ringtone that everybody has. So, what does Rashi say? Metalit bat arba chudin, shnayim chel, shnayim kala ilan kasher. It's 2 and 2, it's kasher. Metalit bat shmona chudin, arba chelet vedel ba arba kala ilan, lakai mitzvot shnei minin, psulit. The whole of army, kala ilan ika chutin kol tzarcha, chayshin and dilma matzrich letalda harise veshok elhani detcheles mehachi vitali lahasam veleka hacha elakala ilan inami shakalhana kol ilan vitali ba. So Rashi says the difference is as follows: if you just have a regular tzitzis and you have two, again this is within Rashi's shita that you need 2 and 2. 2 are real tchelet and 2 are fake tchelet, 2 are indigo. So then that's fine. But if you have a tzitzis which has 8 strings, so then it's a problem. Why is it a problem? So he says the case is going to be where you have 4 tchelet and 4 fake tchelet, 4 kala ilan, because you need 2 minim. That's possible because you already have enough strings, so they're not accomplishing any function.
What?
And therefore, we're worried that you might take these and put it on another beged, and you'll think that you put tchelet, but you put kala ilan. Meaning, if you have a tzitzis with 4 strings total, 2 are real tchelet and 2 are fake tchelet, Rashi said, not a problem. Because you're not going to take them off the tzitzis. Right? Because it's your tzitzis. So now, 2 of them count as tchelet, and 2 of them count as lavan. Because remember, lavan can be any color. Lavan doesn't mean white per se. We did that earlier in the year. But pashtos is that lavan doesn't mean just white. It means anything which is not tchelet. But if you have 4 and 4, meaning 8,
yeah,
which is 16, not 4, which is 8, but 8, which is 16, so then what are we worried about? That you'll say, look, those are extras. Let me just take them off because I now have 2 4-cornered begadim. I already have an extra 4 strings in every corner of my tzitzis. So let me take off half of them, and then I'll have 2 kosher tzitzis. But the problem is, you're not going to know which one's tchelet and which one's fake tchelet, so you might end up taking all fake tchelet, and that's going to be a problem. So that's how Rashi understands it. I don't want to get too much into that, the particulars of this gzeira. But if the simple pshat in this Gemara is that let's say you had 8 strings.
The Gemara says the opposite, though.
What?
Meaning in the first, because the Gemara says that you can't take indigo, right?
And then, at the end
of the Gemara, it
says you shouldn't, but if you do, it's kasher.
Right, but then...
So the Gemara said it's a stira.
When it solves the kasha, it says, the first case it brings up, it says it had 4 strings. Which means that in the first case where it says you can't take it, in that case there were 4. And then the case where it says you can't take it, there's
Rashi
8.
Flips
so that's
it.
The exact opposite of what Rashi.
You're right, Rashi flips it. Rashi flips it in terms of order. Which is not always the biggest deal. But you're right, he does flip it. But the simple pshat in this Gemara is that if I want to add to my tzitzis strings, am I allowed to?
Yes.
100%. The only problem is if I have extra strings which are dyed with kala ilan,
right,
which are dyed with this indigo. But if they're dyed white, or not dyed, as the case may be, or they're salmon pink or whatever, so then...
Yeah. Would it be just extra strings without the knots, then just the strings?
No, meaning all knotted up with strings. Like in that,
so would you just have 2 of these on each corner, or would this just be twice as big?
It'd be twice as thick.
So there'd be like.
Remember, the only thing that's eight, correct. The only thing that's d'oraisa is the kesher elyon.
Would there still
but be? Yeah, it wouldn't be 2 kesher elyons. It's 1 kesher elyon.
So let's say if it was the Rama, you'd have 2 tefillah strings wrapping around.
That I don't know. Right, I don't know whether.
How do you double it?
I don't know. Maybe not, right? Maybe not, right? If you think it's one, because maybe it'd still be one hotel, right?
But you just have all the other ones in the middle,
right? I'm not sure. Probably, right? Probably according to the Rambam, because it's one which is wrapping, so it'd be pretty hard to do that with 2. It's 1. But simple pshat of this Gemara is: are you allowed to add to the tzitzis?
Yeah.
It's just only if it's indigo you can, and that's how the Sefer Etzer takes it. So you'll go to Levin. Who's the Sefer Etzer? Remember? Where's he from?
Where's Nate? He was here today.
He was sick. He came and then he felt sick and he left. He told me he was leaving. What?
Who was it?
Where is the Itcher from?
I'm just going to add to say France.
Which part of France?
Provence.
Thank you. Provence. Southern France. Provence. That has been the answer to a lot of questions this year. Either it's because I quote a lot of Provençals or I like the Provençals and bother asking biography on the Provençals more.
Have you been to Provence?
No.
They should have been.
Have we actually? Was that part of...
That was South France.
Was that Provence? I don't know.
Right? Yeah.
Was that Provence? Like that... that.
Wait, no.
The
oh, yeah, that was South.
The 100 feet that we went into France? I don't know. For all we know, CERN is on top of the Itter's house, right? It's probably not, but for all I know, it's clearly wrong. I don't think he lived anywhere near Geneva, but I really have no clue. Could have. We'll have to look it up. So the Itcher says, Avalim ratzal lahosif, bein b'minyan, bein b'orech. If you want to add number or length of the strings, you are allowed to. V'ha diktani mashu. Ashirayim k'dani k'dani b'sefer d'braisa b'dvar b'tchil ashir v'gardumin, etc. V'hachi mistabra. This would make sense. D'k'dani lulav ein lo shi'ur v'adam ein lo shi'ur lo b'orach lo b'minyan. By lulav we say there is no maximum length. Number v'chein kasa from Amram v'rsas v'naresh m'tivta d'v'mat v'chasya v'tshuva Betin Valufin Vachme Shiva Shilifanenu Bishiva Shil Adar Shnat Elef Kuf Samachtet Lishtara etc. Lulav ain't Loshir Achanami Gabe Titinami ain't Loshir Limala. Well Yesh Lulamata. So obviously that means no maximum, there is a minimum. Vishub Matinu Minyan Lilulav. Shesh Loshir Lamata. By Lulav we have a minimum size, but no maximum. And he says, by lulav as well, we let you have more than the minimum amount. And he says, people will even put 100 hadasim in the lulav. There's a minimum of 3, but maximum there is none. Do you do this?
Maximum of 3. And
no, minimum of 3.
Minimum of 3?
You see this often in some of the Sephardi lulavim, that people will just have a million, like the Tehmani ones, and when you go to like the Kotel, they have the huge esrogim, and they'll just have like a million hadasim. Just sort of...
We usually have 2, though, right?
Yeah. No, 3. 2 arava, 3 hadasim.
We're
sure to
do the minimum, yeah.
Of course.
We don't do as
hard. I know you are sure to do the minimum. I'm asking you whether you do extra.
No.
I'm not accusing you of violating halacha, man. Let me see if I can get a picture of it. I'm asking you whether you put...
It's more just cost effective. It's so expensive.
Yeah, so here they're not.
Arabat are pretty cheap.
Arabat are dirt cheap. Their mom is dirt cheap. Yeah,
usually they're just giving them for free sometimes. Or sitting in addition. $5.
And you can find them.
Or you can have, like, just your own arrobot.
Yeah, you usually have to buy two arrobot anyway. So you go bad halfway.
You have to buy arrobot, like, every other day. They go bad so quickly.
Yeah, it's not like blue motion
arrobot. Or you just, my in-laws just have a...
Not really, though, aren't... Isn't the chiv only the first day? So after the first day, it doesn't matter what they look like.
Well, they can't like totally crumble into dust, which is what happens to them.
But if they're like half green and half brown, like
they're still fine. But at some point, they get so dry they just like crumble.
What if they get dry but they're still green?
Like liquid nitrogen dry.
What?
What?
Why was that? What you just?
How would liquid be? What?
I don't understand why that was what you jumped to. I can't get a picture of it. But if you see sometimes, you'll see that they... Tehmanim will follow this position and they'll have just a million hadasim. It looks very nice and very intense.
Have you seen...
And the esrog
of the guy
like this
with like the whole tree in shul?
The big... On Hoshana Rabbah where they come in with the Hoshana, that are like 6 feet tall. Unclear.
That's a cop.
We use 5, right?
Yeah, we use 5. There we use 5. Okay, so he says, "L'chein tzitzit tachu she'ein lo shir klalim ma'ala." There is no upper limit. Why? What's his proof? Our Gemara.
Hidur mitzvah.
Kan betalit bar arba. Kan betalit bar shmona. Vein bar mishum bal tazif.
Can you have? Is there an idea of the opposite of hidur mitzvah?
What do you mean?
Like, you only have to beautify the mitzvah, so there's the minimum, but like, you can do more, right? But what if doing more doesn't beautify the mitzvah?
Then you can't.
So is there a concept of don't do it because it's the opposite of a hidur mitzvah?
Because it makes it look
worse.
Grotesque?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, for example, what if adding like a ton of strings?
You're like looking
weird
at Daniel. I don't know. What is Daniel doing?
No, I was looking at my tzitzis. If you were like to add like a ton of strings that look really weird.
I don't know if it would. I mean, does it look weirder than ours? We just got used to it. We have tassels flying around.
Right, exactly. We're not used to having, like, say, 100 strings.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that would be... okay. So he says, and that's the same... So therefore the itcher just holds. Look, there's no problem with baltos. If you're allowed to add, tzitzit, it's just there's a minimum and there's no maximum, and that's... And he says, I've heard of people who have 70 hadasim parallel to the 70 nations of the world. I'm just trying to think how thick of your lulav has to be to put 70 hadasim. That's
a bucket, pretty much.
Yeah. Why do we care to parallel this?
Well, I don't know. People like symbolism. I don't know. You're just saying that's why he knew people who did it. I don't know people who do it. In America, definitely don't do it. It costs you a fortune.
Yeah.
You know, here...
70 not, will.
Our votes are like $10, at least where we are.
What?
Sometimes. Well, if you don't know how to
bargain. Our vote are $10?
If you don't know how to bargain, yeah.
What?
If you do know how to bargain, you...
Our
vote
are
$10? Like,
what planet are our vote $10?
My.
First of all, growing up, they were always maybe 5, which is also expensive.
Put regulation.
Really, I would just get it from my... Like, my father-in-law just had it... Tree, like they have a tree in their backyard, so just like.
Yeah. Just planted all the trees.
But even like on Hoshana Rabbah, when I get the Aravot, it was 7 shekel.
Right, and our basket also on Shemar Bas is $10.
We just bought it from the rabbi. He had to train his backyard, so he just cut down a bunch of...
Yeah, so 7 shekel is much more reasonable than whatever you're paying. And it's not like arava to har... You can grow an arava tree in your backyard so easily. You just plant the arava. You know, have them sprout.
You mean like the seed or...
No!
Ones you currently get, you can buy, like celery where they just continue to grow it?
Yeah, exactly. It's exactly what it does. Okay. Now the Rambam seems to agree with the answer. It's not 100% clear, but the Rambam seems to. You want to read me Rambam Hilchot Tzitzit Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot where the Rambam.
Yeah.
Oh cool.
I'm gonna keep going for past that.
Confused all these.
Yeah. No, that's Perek Mishnayot. Looking upside down is not helping me here. And Mishpat?
Read upside down.
What?
Oh, here, okay.
What did you say?
You don't know how to read upside down.
I do know how to read upside down. But tiny little print upside down on a big amount on the other side of the table is not my ideal rating. I can do it, but it's a bit of a strain. And it's harder to speed read that way.
Practice makes perfect.
Yes. Darius gave me one of these speed reading tests last week. It was hysterical.
On what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I took another one at home. Just, you know.
Like online?
Yes. Well, he wanted to know how fast I speed read.
How was it graded?
It's how many, like you press start when you finish, start the passage, stop when you end the passage, and then you take a comprehension test. And like the top 1% of readers can read over 1,000 words a minute with about 85% comprehension.
1,000 words?
So that was what I had, the two tests I took were either 1,038 words a minute or 1,138 words a minute at 80-some-odd percent.
My dad's like that. He's like crazy, crazy fast.
I'd be lucky if I get 60 words a minute.
Yeah. It was interesting to take a test and then we're done.
Wow. All right.
But I can't do it upside down backwards on tiny print on the other side of the table that fast.
Actually fun, like upside down or backwards or anything.
And I can read it. I read my book. This is so not the point. It doesn't really matter. Anyways, what does the Rambam say?
The Rambam says, "Anuf she osim."
You know, that reminds me that there were people, I forget who was telling me about this, that people only read backwards or upside down because they grew up.
Oh, that's a big thing with
they grew up with one Gemara, so, you know, whatever angle you used to sit at, you got used to reading from that angle. So
if you're not conditioned from first reading like this, then it's the same thing as learning.
Exactly.
Inside. That's how you read.
Okay, so what does the Rambam say?
Anav she'osin al knaf habeged, hamin habeged, hu hanikra tzitzis mipnei shehu doma letzitzis shel rosh. You want to translate that?
Yes.
Okay. If the corner of the beged is made of the same type as the regular of the whole beged, what's nikra?
So it's anav shows an aknaf, right? The tzitzis, essentially. Aknaf and beged, mimin habegedu, they have to be the same material.
Yeah.
Remember that? Hanikra tzitzit. That's what we call tzitzit. Mipnei, she, domel, tzitzit, charosh. Because it's like, you know, things that hang off your head. Right? Strings, hair. Shneamar, vaykacheni, vtzitzit, rochi. Vza anav hu anikra lavan. And this is that we've talked about before, that the simple pshat is the anaf is white because you don't have to dye it, and white doesn't mean white, it means no obligation to make it colorful. Minyan min haTorah. And there is no number to this anaf min haTorah, which sounds very much like the iter. Meaning you can put as many as you want. And that's indeed the simplest pshat, I think, in our Gemara in Menachot.
Imagine if it's a black sheep.
Go ahead.
That'd be so cool. Black tzitzis.
People do that. Really? People wear black tallis, and it really is
like completely.
It's really intense, yeah.
I've never seen that.
You've never seen that?
I've seen the black stripe.
No, there was someone in my parents' shul growing up who had a black one. One had a black, and one had a purple one.
I've seen like colorful ones or like
no,
different shades of purple and blue, but not even the full thing. Like
no, black. Yeah, black. Right?
I've seen a lot of like rainbow ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the blue. The white's very, white one's really pretty. Why is that?
No, but there was some, here.
Oh, why the heck would I even wear that?
I know, it's very intense.
It's very ugly.
Oh. Totally black size.
It's ew.
Oh.
It's like, not my thing at all.
Whoa.
That's like, that is so intense. No, not my style at all.
That's a Dallas?
Yeah, that's a Dallas.
Wow. You can draw that on that?
Silk with a my god, look at these.
It's all kosher, right? Is that kosher?
Yeah.
What color do your tits have to be?
Anyways, purple.
Okay. The Gemara, though, that calls this into question is the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So you look at number 13. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Mishnah Chomer b'divrei sofrim b'divrei Torah. There are certain stringencies that are attached to rabbinic law over biblical. This is in the context of Zaken Mamre. What's a Zaken Mamre? Or a Zaken Mamre?
An old, smart person.
A rebel. A member of the Sanhedrin. Someone worthy of being the Sanhedrin who rules contrary to the Sanhedrin or acts against the Sanhedrin. So the Mishnah says, "Omer ein tefilin gedei la'avor al divrei Torah patur." If he says there is no tefillin, so that's patur. That's not even a psak. Chamesh totafot lahosif al divrei sofrim. But if he says there are five, you should put five tefillin. So that tweak, right, add to the rabbinic interpretation of the tefillin, the parshiot and the tefillin. So then he's chayav. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, Enu Chayav Elo Davar Shikarom Midivrei Torah UPerusham Midivrei Sofrim. V'Yesh Bo LeHosif Im Hosif Goreya. One is only liable where the core of the halacha is biblical, with rabbinic extrapolation, and rabbinic interpretation, and there is something that could be added, but by adding you detract. Meaning, kalamosif, if you add numerically goreya, you will prevent the fulfillment of the mitzvah because that's no longer the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is the lower number, and now you've changed it by adding. And what is the example? So, example one, ein lanu ela tefillin ali b'der Yehuda. Possibility one is only tefillin according to Yehuda. Gemara says, really? Ve'ikolulav, di'karo midivrei Torah, u'perushom midivrei tofrim, ve'ishbo losif imosif goreya. So he said, what about lulav? So he said, no, bilulav my svirlan. Isvirlan de lulav ein sarech eged. Said, by lulav, if you hold that the lulav does not need to be bound together, so then, even if you add extra minim onto your lulav, it won't invalidate the lulav, because there's nothing that makes everything in your hand a single heftza. Right, so if I hold two lulavim in my hand, but I don't think the lulav needs to be bound together, so it's as if I'm just holding two lulavim, not a two lulav bunch. And therefore, it doesn't invalidate it. It's stupid, but it doesn't invalidate it. V'isvir lan sarach eger. But if you think you do need to tie it, so garu of omedu, you've invalidated it. Because, hakol mosif goreya, because now you have a two lulav bundle, which is possible. And the same thing is true of tzitzit. But tzitzit my svirulon, because he's svirulon the kesher elyon lav doraita. If you think that you don't have to tie the upper knot, so then there's nothing to combine all the strings. So would your tzitzit be kasher? Yes, because ha'iluchu dekai v'ha'iluchu dekai. It's not eight strings. It's 4 plus 4. The 4 are kasher and the 4 are superfluous. The east sphere on the kesher elyon doraita. And if you hold that the upper knot is in fact biblical, so garuva omeid. So by tying all together, now you have invalidated it. So now, the two examples that the Isser had... It's a machlokes in our Gemara. We halacha we pass them that way, but in the Gemara it was a machlokes. So what does the Gemara in Sanhedrin say? That both of the examples of the Itter, are you allowed to add? No. The only question is, will you invalidate it by adding? And that depends on a local machlokes in each, which is by tzitzis if kesher al yom daraisa. So then, since you will now be making it one unit by tying it all together, so if you add a fifth string, a sixth string, a seventh string, an eighth string, a tenth string, it's not just a problem, but it's invalidated. And it's baltosif.
The Rambam holds that as deraisa, and yet he says you can add.
Okay. So what do we do with it? Both by lulav and by tzitzis, which are just two examples, the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to be pretty clear that it's possible. So, how do we deal with the stira and the sugya? So tell me, how do we deal with the stira and the sugya? One possibility is, what's the easiest way to deal with it? Machloket ha-sugya. Machloket ha-sugya.
Meaning?
That the two sugya don't agree. Now, you could do this in a very... If you wanted to, you could do it in the following way. You could say... It's mutter if the Gemara in Sanhedrin gives you a possible way out, which is to say, if you hold lulav ein sarach eged, but the lulav doesn't have to be bound together, and you hold that tzitzis don't need a kesher elyon, so then what does the Gemara in Sanhedrin say?
It's fine.
Then it's fine. So you could say that it's a machloket.
The Gemara says the kesher elyon is not deraisa.
Right. You could just say that it depends. If you hold kesher elyon daraisa, so then you can't add. If you hold that lulav tzarech eged, you can't add. If you hold ein tzarech eged, and you think that kesher elyon is not daraisa, so that means they're all standalone, so it's fine. Right? That would be one way of just saying it's a machloket ha-sugya. And then you could say, maybe the itter just paskins like
it's there.
The Gemara in Menachot, and we'll see, Sefer HaMitzvot Katam, the smak, in 14, paskins straight up like the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Look at 14. Shalola hosif ala mitzvot. There is a prohibition of adding to mitzvot. Tichtiv lo tosif alav. Kegon lasot chamesh batim betfilin chamesh chutin betzitzit shem asar kshem koflim. He just says you're not allowed to add, so you can't have 10 strings. Five, which is 10. Zeo, done, end of story. Now that doesn't explain it fully because we know that the Rambam thinks you can have extra strings, but he also holds that kesher elyon daraisa. So you could just say that it's a different machlokas, right? You could say it's a machlokas asugyot, meaning are you allowed to add? Maybe one shita just holds, right? It could be just a local machlokas, which is do you hold that tzitzis is four total or four minimum? Right, that could just be the machloket. Right, we often have that. Right, meaning that could just be the machloket. Is four a minimum or is four the number? Right, that could be the machloket. Why would you say one way? Why would you say the other way? I don't know. It depends on how you understand the drasha that we talked about yesterday. Meaning, is that defining it? Is that saying a minimum of that? That would be another way of taking this. Another possibility, and I don't want to do this too much because we talked about this a lot in that same share by Rosenzweig. You could say that it depends on your intent. If you remember, he pointed out that for the Rambam, intent is very important by Baltosif. And maybe the question
is,
if your intent is, look, I like a lot of strings, but I'm not redefining the mitzvah, so maybe it's fine.
But nobody knows that you're
correct. But I'm just saying theoretical possibilities here, right? You could say that it depends, right? If I intend to add, so then it's possible. If I just say, look, I like the look of extra stuff, but I understand that it's not halachic, it's just for looks, so maybe that's fine. Right, maybe that's fine. Maybe you're allowed to, as long as you understand that it's decorative. If you think that Baltosif is that much psychologically oriented. So you could say that there's no machloket asugya. You could say there's machloket asugya and paskim like the Menachot one. You could say there's machloket asugya and paskim like Sanhedrin. You could say that the machloket is local to Tzitzis. You could say it's about Baltosif. You could say it's about Lulav Tzarech Eged and Kesher Elyon, like the Gemara and Sanhedrin points out. Right? These are all possibilities. So let's look at the Rashba and the Ran. I don't know if we're going to have time for Tosfos today. So we may have to finish it tomorrow. There is a third possibility, and that's Tosfos. Is if you remember, Tosfos in the first daf, but if you haven't done it, I want you to look back at it. He has a compromised position. But before we get to Tosfos, let's flesh out these two, because basically what we're presenting now is two poles, meaning either you can add infinitely, or you can't add it all, and then it's a question of psak, and maybe there's a contradiction. And as we saw, the Itter is on one side of this equation. The Rambam seems to be on that same side of the equation. And the Smak's in the other. Let's look at the Rashba. So the Rashba in Chelek Aleph Tshuva Tov Samachet writes as follows. Sha'alta od b'shloshim u'shnayim chutim shebetzitzit. You asked about the 32 strings in the tzitzit. Why are there 32 strings in the tzitzit?
You mean in the whole begin?
Yes, thank you. 4 times 8. I was just making sure you're awake there. All right. That simple mathematics. Yes, you all know that simple mathematics. I'm sure you all learned that 4 times 8 is 32.
Of course, PEMDAS.
What?
PEMDAS.
I'm glad for arithmetic. V'chein v'esrim v'ksharim and the 20 knots. Im hosiv al minyanin im hupasol. If I add to those, is it invalid? Oshanemar shein lam shir lamala kemopish losh adasim shalulav. Now the Rashba, you see, already distinguishes, because in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, it sounds like they're the same, and the Itzer, it sounds like the same. Right? The Itzer says you can add adasim, you can add tzitzis, and the Gemara and Sanhedrin parallels them. But the person asking the Rashba assumes that by hadasim there's no maximum. Add as many as you want. And he wants to know whether the same is by tzitzis, which already highlights that, again, these don't necessarily go together. They're parallel, but not conceptually equivalent. So the Rashba says, Tshuva. Let me answer you in backwards order. Amarta she'ilu ve'ilu ikaran midivrei Torah. You said that both tzitzis and lulav are biblical. I see that you've not paid attention to. He said, first let me just clarify that you equated the question of adding strings to adding knots. He's like, that's not equivalent. The knots are clearly not d'oraisa. So the only thing that might be d'oraisa is kesher elyon.
Right.
But the five knots after that, that is not. So please, whatever you're asking, he's like, let me clarify that I'm going to answer you about the strings and not the knots. The knots.
But the Gemara talks about how many knots.
Correct, but they're not d'oraisa. Right? So he says, please don't get into that. He says, "Vafilu bekesher elyon lo amro sheyed aratel emineisher darshu mishem dechtiv lo til bashat nez dilim daselach hashak tramein and d'oraisa." He said, even the kesher elyon, that's not about. Right, that's about connecting to the beged because of the kilayim issue. Right, this is good chazara. Right, the reason we know kesher elyon d'oraisa is because we know that tzitzis would be a theoretical problem of kilayim, which means that it must be that it's attached to the beged. But it's not about the knot per se; it's about the attaching. Remember that.
Right. In process of
time. It's about it's about being attached. So now he goes to the previous point, and he says, and that which you asked me about tzitzis and compared it to hadasim, shemosiv in alav ein zaklum. Devade ba'arba minan shebelulav amru b'gemara sheish ben mishum baltosiv ben b'minan shelo b'mina. Because by the arba minim, there's a isser of baltosiv. Whether you add more of the same min or another species. And even according to the position that you don't need to tie it together, and he says, and even if you can't add, is that a problem? Yes, because what did the Gemara and Sanhedrin say? that if ain sarach eged, is there a problem to add? No. So how does the Rashba defend it? Tell me before I even look at it. Tell me how to defend the Rashba. He's about to address this. He's not stupid, right? But how does he defend it? He says va'al titeh. Yeah. He said maybe that Gemara is only telling you what?
It's only talking about that.
Mosif goreya. Right? Meaning he's. It's not about whether you violate Bal Tosif. If you intend to add to the mitzvah, you always violate Bal Tosif. It's just that if you hold that they don't have to be tied together, so it won't prevent you from being mekayim the mitzvah. Meaning you'll fulfill the mitzvah of lulav and violate Bal Tosif, because it's as if you're holding one lulav, check, and you're holding an extra lulav, X. But if you have to tie them together, then it's only Bal Tosif.
Bal Tosif in the original.
Correct. So he's saying the Gemara in Sanhedrin isn't saying that if you don't hold, you have to tie it together. That it's no problem. It is a problem. It's just...
it's two separate. You're still doing...
correct. It's a mitzvah and an iser. But it's not... the Gemara in Sanhedrin is just telling you under what circumstances is mosif, which is goreya. So therefore he says, don't... I'll tell you about the Shomru b'Sanhedrin. Don't tell me what... don't make a mistake about what it says in Sanhedrin. Don't let that make you make a mistake. The mashma lechad lechore the ain mo mishu baltos. If you understood that sugya incorrectly and said, if I take two lulavs, that I didn't even violate Bal Tosif. Let the Mishum Bal Tosif. Vaday Ika. That's not true. There is Bal Tosif for sure. Ki Asim Bi Gemara Besukah. V'hai De Sanhedrin. What's the Gemara saying Sanhedrin? Lo Amru Ella Im Natlu Im Yatza Ba'olav. It's just asking, if you take this new double lulav, did you fulfill your mitzvah of lulav or not? And there he says, the man damer tzarch eged geruva omehu. If you need to tie it together, so now you've made an invalid cheftza called a double lulav. And therefore, you're not mekayim a mitzvah and violate an iser. You only violate bal tosif. Because what you have now is not a lulav, it's a double lulav. It's a cheftza shal double lulav. Ulaman damer enu tzarch eged. But if you hold, you don't need to tie it together. Ena garua. It doesn't subtract. It's still usher because you tried to add, but you also fulfilled the mitzvah along the way because it didn't integrate into the lulav which you're using for the mitzvah.
This is the beginning of Perek Shlishin.
Yeah. Well, the beginning of the third parak is stealing, but
doesn't know about Eged.
Also, yes, it does appear there. It appears in the first parak, appears in the third parak. So now he says, wait a second. So he holds, are you that whether you hold Ein Tzarech Eged or Tzarech Eged, are you allowed to add a lulav?
No.
But
if you do, and you don't need Eged,
correct.
Then...
but now what about Hadassim? So he says, you misunderstand. The reason that you're allowed to add to Hadassim is a completely different reason. It's unique to Hadassim, and it's because... he says, "Ela shubahadas Ein Zeh Mishum Bal Tosif Mishum Hulinoi V'chol Neyotom Mutar." Said, you misunderstand. Hadassim is unique. Because you think that you're adding Hadassim and integrating into the mitzvah, and that's okay. Said, you're wrong. You can never add to any of the Arba Minim, whether or not you need Eged.
The reason you're adding
them. L'shei mitzvah, that's Bal Tosif. It's about Kavana.
You're adding them for beauty.
For beauty. There's a special halacha by Hadassim, that if you add Hadassim for beauty, it's Mutter. Now this highlights, according to the Rashba, what's the central issue here? Your intent. Because saying, even if I do Eged, it doesn't matter. It's not going to be Goreya in this particular case with Hadassim, because there's two points. One is that my intent is Lanoi, and the second is that it's legitimate.
Where's that rule from?
And he says, where did they get this from? Because he says, it's just like all the people in Yerushalayim who would tie gold around their luav. So you put extra Hadassim. Because it's a hadas, now you can't use a hadas to make it beautiful.
No.
You can put gold.
That's different, though.
You're right. You could. If we were
gold
learning...
gold is obviously for beauty.
You're right.
Not necessarily.
If we were learning sukkah, we would go more into this particular argument in the Rashba. But for our purposes, his argument is, look, you can never whenever you intend to answer the mitzvah, whether or not it integrates in the Chet Shal mitzvah, it's Bal Tosef. If it integrates into the mitzvah, not only is it Bal Tosef, right?
You also didn't do the mitzvah.
But you forget, but you are prevented from being Mekayim the mitzvah. Hadasim don't integrate, you're allowed to use them, just like you're allowed to tie gold. You don't say, well, I tied the gold around my lulav, so now it's integrated into the lulav and made it invalid. So he argues that the same is true of Hadasim. But he says, so he said, but now let's come back to your original question. Because now I've explained to you everything by lulav. Right? If I add a second lulav, always asur. If I add a second lulav and hold lulav sarach eged, asur and prevents you from being mekayim the mitzvah. Hadasim are unique, because as long as I add them with the intent to beautify, it's no different than gold. Again, you could we could go through that sugya, but unfortunately we're not doing that now. Maybe do it in afternoon seder when you are learning sukkah. You can focus on that sugya. But what about strings? Imnosif vadai pasul. If you add strings, invalid. Isa bahishmaitzo damrin asam va'ikat tzitzis dikar mitivaytor peshem mitivay sofrem. Says by tzitzis it's always usher, and it is goreya because we hold kesher elyon is daraisa, and therefore you're never allowed to add. Period. End of story. So it could be that he would just have to reject the Gemara in Menachot and Paschal like the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And again, how would he explain the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Sorry, in the Menachot. Maybe he'd say that holds Kesher Elyon Lav Daraisa, or maybe he would think that that Shita holds, that just like by Hadasim, you're allowed to add for beauty, maybe it's a Machlokes, whether you're allowed to add strings or not, and we Paskin, you can't. Right, all these formulations are
the same thing. If he's going to want to say you can add Hadasim for beauty, then you should be able to do the same thing. Because if he's already going to equate Hadassim with gold, then strings are no different. It's kind of hard to say they're not.
Correct. You might have to judge each mitzvah. Now, it could be because Hadassim are beautiful, so therefore they lend themselves to being noy. And extra strings, as you said, doesn't that get grotesque at some point? Could it just look like too much? Maybe.
It's very subjective point. B, the same thing is with Hadassim. If I had 100 Hadassim, it might look grotesque just if it has 100 strings. If I add two, no one's going to know the difference. Unlikely. If I added a string to this, you would not be able to tell.
Correct. So again, you'd have to figure out why you think that by... You know, you'd have to really understand the mitzvah of lulav to understand why Hadassim could be added for beauty.
I think the only way to say it...
It could be that lulav is a mitzvah which itself needs... It lends itself for beautification.
That's only Esro, though.
Well, we talked about that. If you remember, we talked about it a little bit earlier in the year of whether that special chiyuv of hadar spills over beyond just esrog to the whole mitzvah. Correct. It defines esrog, but we talked about the extent to which it spills over and defines the mitzvah. Is it just the pre? Is it defining? Is this a unique type of hiddur? Remember, we talked about this when we did by Sefer Torah. It's primarily by esrog. Could it be that it spills over? Probably not, but maybe it does.
I think the easiest way to explain it is that the Yom HaMenachot doesn't hold Slav Kesher Elyon.
And that's definitely possible. Now, the question of whether then you would have to get into whether the Gemara Menachot means that it's mutter or just doesn't invalidate. Right? Remember, the Rashba assumes...
What's the difference?
Because according to the Rashba, even Ein Sarach Eged, you violate Bal Tosif if you try to have two lulavim. It's just that it doesn't invalidate it. So now you'd have to figure out. According to you, you'd be arguing maybe the Gemara Menachot is saying you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, it wouldn't be bad. But the Gemara sounds much worse than
according
that.
According to the Rashba, you'd have to say that it's mutter, just like adding Hadassim is mutter.
He says it isn't. He says Dafka is not. He distinguishes.
I don't know why.
Right, he thinks that by Hadassim you're allowed to because of beauty, and by Tzitzis you're not. Again, is that because there's no din of beauty, or because added strings don't add beauty in the way Hadassim do? I don't know. He clearly conceptualizes the mitzvot differently. But in terms of being miyashiv the two Gemara, it'd be very hard to say. It's very hard to read the Gemara in Menachot the way the Rashba reads the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is it's usher, but it doesn't invalidate. The Gemara in Menachot sounds much more like if you want to have an H-string tzitzis, go ahead.
Yeah.
But At any rate, this is how the Rashba defends his interpretation. So like the Smak l'halacha, he errs in favor of the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Again, it could be a machloket asugyot. It could be that the machloket is kesher elyon. Lav kesher elyon. It could be it's a machloket whether you think four means minimum four or that is the number. It could be that it's a machloket whether there's such a thing as adding beautification. Right? The way the Rashba conceptualizes hadasim, you could say the same thing as a machloket asugyot. Here, look at one more shita. The Ran says, Mikan evit yufta l'rashi v'arambam zal d'vazor ha'adam menachah v'akamat rabba d'bi ribu yechutum l'mafter atzitzit. So this contradicts Rashi, because remember, Rashi and Arsugya clearly understands that how many strings you're allowed to add, you're allowed to add. Yeah. And the Rambam, we said, simple pshat, is in limit, you can have as many as you want. That's what the Rambam says. The Esher le'letareit l'divrayhem del olam b'rivichut olam v'sol tzitzit hein chet o asara. U'bil bilvach yu meham min hara'ui li'hiot hein v'tzemra u'pishtim aber hayo chutim b'minyanam Haroi mitzemer b'yosh v'hotzim im achute cannabis or min acher b'chiyah gabna mifso b'chiyah gabna merachi dika mishum bal tosef. The Ran gives a very hard answer. The Ran says maybe it depends. You're allowed to add strings as long as they are wool or linen. They're the type of material you're allowed to make tzitzis from. Then you can add as many as you want. So what's the Gemara in Sanhedrin talking about? Where you added something else, some other thing. So that's how the Ran is miyashiv the stira. That the Gemara Menachot says you can add as many strings that are of the right material.
Why would the Gemara even bring that case in the first place?
Correct. It's odd because in the Gemara and Sanhedrin it says being b'minan shabin shalom b'minan in the context of lulav. So you would think that the same thing would be true of tzitzis. But that's how the Ran wants to be miyashiv the stira because the Ran recognizes there's a contradiction. Right, there's a stira between Sanhedrin and Menachot. So again, possibly we've explained like five different ways to explain the machlokes, and then you can paskin like Sanhedrin and paskin like Menachot. Yeah.
Maybe the difference is that by lulav, you have one lulav. That's what you're doing. But tzitzis, theoretically, you can have more than one beged. You can wear more than one beged with tzitzis. So
correct, but we're talking about within a beged.
Right, but maybe there's no difference there.
Maybe it's a little bit hard because still it's per beged.
But on you can have more than one. So then, who cares if it's part of the same beged?
Maybe you could distinguish. I don't know. I know it could definitely hear saying not that way. Okay. Okay. There is one more shita. And what is the one? What is the last shita? Did you see this, Tosos? Did you get this far?
No.
Okay. So tomorrow, this won't take us the whole year, I think.
Just for fun.
What?
Just
for fun. No. First, there's Tosfos. Before I'll give it away for you, but then I want you to read it inside, and we'll do it tomorrow, because I do want to really try to understand this, because this is the weirdest of the Shita. This is the first big Tosfos all the way on Lama Tess. Remember that Tosfos that we didn't read all of it? That one? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the whole part. Let me just show you where it is. It's,
Rabbi, just to be clear, you gave us, on the source sheet, you wrote this Tosfos, and that's it. You didn't tell us where it is.
Good, so now I'm going to help you, and I'll tell you that if you go,
you know this Tosfos?
It's basically, look, I mean, look, it's a long Tosfos, but it's, now you know what, try to get through it.
The whole thing?
Until the Iker is
not a chance.
Fine.
Max of 10.
Fine. Times. Look at from the middle wide lines from Mihu Bisof Elohim Nechanakin, which is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where it says Sanhedrin.
So
far, right until V'im Tomar, which is still pretty long. Which is like
I said, max 10 lines, Rabbi. 10.
If you want his answer, it's where it starts with Shema. Which is like 1, 2, 3, 6 lines or 7 lines into the widest lines. Towards the end of the page, with Shema. This is his answer. Okay? So try for that for tomorrow.
Where?
Until you understand his answer, which is a few lines. But he gives a very fascinating answer, and he says, can you think of a third possibility? So far we've talked about the possibility that it's you can't add it all, or you can add, and then we said it's machloket asugyot, we tried to defend them. But what's the third possibility? And this is what I want to explore tomorrow, because it's a bit of an odd possibility.
You can add, but if you do, it's still fine.
No. You can't add. Well, let's think about it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says you can't add. The Gemara in Menachot says, how do we know that it says you can add? Because it says you can have?
As many as you want.
Ah! And there's your mistake.
Well, no, it says you can have double.
Good. So the second possibility is?
You can
the third
add,
possibility?
But with a limit.
The limit, and the limit is?
Double.
Double.
Why?
Good, that's what we'll do. Okay? I want you to try to understand that point.